Sports Authorities know it. Sports Authorities say it. John and Mark and Ken play it. CKIWI Radio. Sports Authorities on mic. Sports Authorities worldwide. CKIWI Radio. We all love our sports authorities.
Come on. Feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, we're here. Yes, we are here. Hello, kitties.
We're all here.
We're all here.
Because we're not all there.
Why do I like that already?
But we're not in the tunnel anymore. No. We're out of the tunnel.
That's right. You know, that was a classic one that we normally use during the summertime or the wintertime.
Yes.
You know, for football. But today, we're thinking about football. 3-2-1, and we stopped thinking about football. Hi, everybody. John Sarver here in Studio B at CKW Studios and Gambling Emporium. With fine grass outside at 3/16 of an inch all the way around, weed whipped to your perfection.
That's right. We got the tape measure out.
Even has a Mr. I logo in the middle of it.
That's right. What you don't want to see is the owner, Mark, is not here. Don't call him. Don't see him. Don't knock on the door unless there's cash involved and throw it under the door. And he will greet you kindly.
That's right. Everybody else has the Mr. I logo except for Mark's house that's got the Maple Leaf emblem. Ah.
Which is constantly the ones where you see the road. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Were you trying to slide one
caught
through?
Caught you off guard.
Not only off guard, but I was ready to do the intro, but...
There we go.
Every time Toronto is mentioned here, kiddies, they get the... Detroit Raspberry. And there you go. I cannot believe I was leaning to my left and I was caught with a right on that one. Just like that fat guy that beat up that other dude in that fight this week. Hoo-wee, Lord. You know? But talking about Lords, we are here. Welcome, welcome, welcome to you here at, like we said, the Gambling Emporium and Slot Machine.
That includes the Cleopatra Machine.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yeah, the one that pays for everybody else but you. For some god reason, you can put $500 in a Cleopatra machine, walk away, somebody puts in a quarter, they hit the jackpot, you know, and then they're like looking at you going, look at me, I won. Can you believe it? Just a quarter. You know, thank you anyways. But saying thank you anyways, we love to say thank you to you for being with us today. Of course, if you hate sports as bad as we do, then you're going to love this hour's show. Talking about which, we are not bought and paid for by anybody, so we can tell you exactly how it is and exactly the way we want to tell you. Also, there's no FCC here. We do have the DMCA. So sometimes the language get a little bit salty, and if it does...
Put some pepper on it.
There you go. Nice job. Let's see. We are not experts. We are authorities, which puts us up a lot higher than ESPN or NBC SP or whatever the hell that stupid thing is.
NBC SN.
SN.
And unlike ESPN, we follow the highest standards.
There you go. That's right. So you can call the Call Mark Studios anytime because he's got a snappy trailer now and only to be rented out in the wintertime. So Ken can have his portable CPA. He comes to your house to do your taxes.
That's right. And all you have to do is just tell him how much you want back, and he will take care of it for you.
I'll even bring the refund with me. In small bills.
That's right. I'll pull the trailer, and the Briggs truck will be right behind us.
Yeah, there you go. That makes all the sense to me. All right, yeah, that's right. Boy, I'm telling you, that's classy, man, when it comes up to you in a brand new white trailer. No that's markings, right. You know, so the FBI can't trace you.
That's
you
right.
Know? That's nice, man. I never thought of, you know, another thing I never thought of until it was pointed out to me? White trailer, blue truck. How did we miss that?
What are the colors of the maple
leaves? Yeah, I thought, well, you got a good deal on a blue truck. Okay. Duh. Yeah. Anyways, but something that we're not going to say duh to you is our super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone listening out there.
There we go. Talking about listening out there, you'll hear the sounds of the lawnmower no more tonight because they're nicely put away because our sport director here at CKWI Radio 76, Mark Milicek, is with us live in studio.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. Hey, you know, maybe we can have a mobile broadcast from...
The trailer.
The trailer or the mowers on top, riding the mowers around.
There you go. We can have like one of those things that they use for the playoffs and stuff, like NBC does, with a little big knob right there, so to speak.
Does your mower have Bluetooth?
We can figure it out.
Oh, that'd be fun as hell. I mean, cutting from around your tree
as
talking to you.
As we're cutting the Mr. Iolo. Yeah.
And somehow we go over your prize roses. Oops, oops, oops. Or we take it down the ditch. Damn.
Uh-oh. Pull the mower out of the creek.
And while we're pulling it out of the drink, we'll talk about that NBA All-Stars. No, we won't.
No.
No, but anyways, the good thing is... There's been a change in the newsroom where we have Kenny is now writing the book this week or this whatever, the summer. And they have, as you would well know, stats. But talking about which...
You suck!
No, you don't. I'm going to give myself something even more happier than that. I'll give me a sec. Oh, no. I'll give you... Only because we have breaking news here in the CKWI Radio 76 newsroom, which has nothing to do with Mrs. Ford.
Hey, I'm available.
No, you're not. Get out of here, you old fag.
Yeah, for a change, it's not about Mrs. Ford.
No, really. And if you have any change at all, she can change her depends.
It's dusty down there.
Okay. Anyways, new stuff here, breaking with Kenny. Kenny, go, man.
Okay, the Miguel Cabrera is injured again. He came out of the Tigers game on Friday night with a sore knee and went for an MRI on Saturday. They didn't say what the doctor said, but they said, well, we need to get a second opinion, which isn't a good sign because if the doctor said he's fine, he wouldn't get a second opinion, right?
Wait a minute, he's fine? Hell with that. We're going somewhere else to find something. We're going to have somebody tell us it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, the news...
You suck!
The news came out just a little while ago. In fact, you know, we talked to Cabrera ourselves to get the scoop.
And yeah, we were at the bar with him.
He will be in
and
the...
that other woman.
He will be in the lineup
new
tonight.
Woman.
That's right.
And his other new kids, you know, so now he's got seven, you know. Oh, by the way, all opinions spoken on CKWR Radio 76 and the sports authorities, the Detroit sports authorities, are our own, so shut the fuck up. So...
Yeah, and don't sue us because you're not getting
the mower. Yeah, really, you're not getting the trailer.
Right. Or my mowers. If you try to take my mower, I'm running your ass over.
You want the weed whip? Come get it.
I'm not going down without a fight.
I mean, there's somebody trying to get it and you got that blower in your face. Until the gas runs out, man. There you go. So, in other words, that you don't have a first baseman anymore.
Yeah,
you don't have a DH anymore.
What the end result is, he's in the lineup tonight as DH, and he will be a permanent DH going forward.
Permanent DH?
No more in the field.
Well, so that's a relief.
We got 4.5 years now of the new Victor Martinez.
Yeah, but...
Well, so now, basically... He's going to be a singles hitter because even if he hits it to the wall, he's not going to make it to second base.
And, you know, and with a hitter, the power comes from the legs. And if he has a chronic knee issue, bye-bye power.
Yeah, but he's hitting 290, 283 right now.
Uh-huh.
Which means what?
Which means nothing.
Means you're the fourth. And the DH in the American League was built basically around Frank Howard. You know,
And Orlando Cepeda.
So, I mean, the whole thing was to bring excitement. They know that pitchers rarely hit. You know, it's an easy out. You know, you got 8 plus 1. You know, so the American League, in the genius move, said, look, we'll save the pitchers. You know, there won't be any retaliatory kind of pitches to the pitchers. We'll give you some kind of guy that's on the fringe. Maybe he was a big star one time. He can still hit, but he can't really field and all that stuff. Brilliant move. The fans will love it. You know, we can keep a superstar on your team. You know, nothing but power. People love seeing the home runs. Thinking that in a couple of years, the NL will do the same damn thing. How, if you're a commissioner in baseball, did you not say, all right, we're picking one or the other? You can't have two separate things here. How come they never moved that way? I mean, for who was the manager or the commissioner at that time? Don't say Bud Selig.
Was it Bowie Kuhn?
Yeah, might have been.
I think so. Yeah.
Why?
That was back in
the 80s.
Yeah.
So why hasn't anybody changed it one way or the other? Because when you're doing all this inner league games, you know, which really the bloom is off that rose, nobody cares anymore. I mean, if so, you dulled that so much that the American League, or I should say the All-Star game, means absolutely nothing. Zero. Nobody shows up. The only reason why you show up because it's in your town. But if you got to go through these little hocus-pocus kind of circus tricks like home run derby or fastest around the bases or whatever that stuff, you diluted that game. It means nothing. You know, you saw what the NBA did. Is there anybody that just has a solid All-Star game? I mean, without 3 days of, you know, dunk contests or fastest skater contest.
Home run derby.
Yeah, home run derby.
It's even gone to the minors.
Yeah.
The minors has got all that crap, too. Even in NHL's got the skills competition. The minors in baseball has got all that stuff, too.
So how do they do that? I mean, why would anybody, if you can barely get people to show up for one game, why do you think they're going to spread it out for this watered-down 2 days, 3 days worth of stuff? You know what? Home Run Derby makes a cute little thing for when you watch it on the toilet the next day on the little ESPN overcap, you know, the 2.5 minute, you know. I don't know anybody that would sit there and watch the Home Run Derby anymore. It was cute at one time. It's played, you know. I think basically baseball had the purest All-Star game, and it was the best by far.
Yep.
That was something you really wanted to go see. But somehow, why do we do interleague play as much as we do? One series, maybe, but because Detroit always gets Pittsburgh. Yay, fun, you know. Or they could have got Milwaukee. I mean, any National League team would love to see Detroit come to their town so they could go, great, 3 wins, you know. But if you
even Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe the Orioles. Why do they still have this interleague thing? Wasn't it supposed to be just experimental?
Well, but the thing about it is somebody evidently, commissioner or the board of commissioners or whatever, think it's a good idea, and they decided to keep it.
And one of the reasons is you have 15 teams in each league. With an odd number of teams, they're using interleague play to keep the schedule going.
All right, so you got a problem here.
Yeah.
Who's got more teams? American League's got more teams than National League?
No, it's 15 each.
All right, so you guys either get rid of Oakland, you know, get rid of Oakland, get rid of Miami. Nobody would miss baseball if it left Miami.
Yeah.
Nobody. You know, you can't have your savior go down there and blow up that team and screw it up hard, you know. I mean, you feel bad for people in Miami. Even that one, Zynga owned it, you know. I mean, good God. Hey, we won the World Series. Great. We're selling everything off.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, they didn't even get an afterglow. It was kind of like when the Bad Boys won the first time around and they had the expansion draft. You know, whoosh, everybody goes away. Mahorn goes away. You know, it was like you didn't even get a chance. You know what? Maybe we should. I'm trying to think. I think the worst one ever for teams that got to the height and there was an instant bring down And I think one of the worst ones, probably the worst one in my opinion, is the Wings winning the cup and Bowman jumps right out on the ice when they haven't even all got to the ice to hug the cup and said, I'm done. I'm through. I'm out of there. You find yourself another coach. That was no class. That was zero. That was all for you, Mr. Bowman. You know, I can't imagine he just didn't sit back and go, what an accomplishment this was. You know, or did you hate coaching hockey that badly that the first break you got, you went to the first camera you saw, and so that was it? Because I remember seeing it live. You know, nobody could believe what was going on, you know? You buzzing? Of course. You didn't weed whip.
I was going to say, Maple Leafs didn't score a goal, did they?
No. Maybe one of the guys got a hole-in-one at the golf course.
Or maybe the Marlies.
Well, they're out too now.
Oh, are they? Whoops, man overboard. Okay, good. Yep. Well, then we don't have any of that stuff then.
No.
Wait a minute, who? Are the hippies playing? Monkeys playing the golf course? Oh, okay. I thought it was that their thingy.
No.
Okay. Moving right along. I think that was the worst of the worst. Can you guys think of one worse than that?
Konstantinov.
Ooh. Yeah, but that wasn't his choice, though.
True.
You know? But that still, that really was kind of...
Yeah, that was such a letdown. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if you had Konstantinov and Lindros. Good God, help me out. Even if we did have Lindros, that would be kind of interesting. Philadelphia never would have had any decent years, you know? But you got Lindstrom, you got Konstantinov. What a... That defense would have been perfect to now.
Yeah.
You know, my God, you would never, your second pairing would be a first pairing on anybody else's team, period. Once you got past those two guys, you know, and yet they've been still fighting to find somebody like that, either one of them.
Those two guys probably could play better than the guys that Wings got now.
Jesus God almighty. This is going to be a great offseason for the Wings. Not only do they have the Stanley Cup yet again, however, you know, it's that you also have to see exactly what the new GM's going to do. You know? Now that we have the new Cackless GM rocking and rolling, you know? Now who stays around? You know? Who's the trade? And will they get rid of Legendary Lloyd? Oh, wait. That's another Cack team owner thing. You know?
Wait, there's a lot of Cacks in the Detroit team organization,
yeah. And there are plenty of them, too, man. God bless. Dear Canadians, we love you. You have the greatest beer and the best topless, bottomless bar places ever, you know. But the way you say organization is just so classic. You know, we tap our hats to Howie Meeker and the whole that era Hockey Night in Canada.
Yep.
You know. Who actually, you know, when did they start doing it live? Because you can go back on YouTube and see Hockey Night in Canada on film. How do they do it? As somebody who is a Hockey Night in Canada aficionado, Leonardo.
Leonardo.
How did they do that? What did they do? They, like, had a game on Friday, did the film, and showed it on Saturday night?
They did some pre-filming before Saturday night, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, especially since everybody knows what the score is, you know. But that was, because it's been live since the 60s, hasn't it?
Yep.
Wow. Al came in?
Yep.
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 Thanks, Al.
He set the tradition for Jim Price. God. You ever listen to that broadcast anymore?
That?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's right. That's right.
Yep. That's the art of pitching. That's
absolutely.
The art of hitting.
Absolutely. Dan says something. Yep. Yes, absolutely.
Dan is great. Of all the baseball guys, I mean, I thought Mario had a great baseball voice. You know, I really did. Get him a second banana that was worth a damn. You know, I mean, just to have somebody that played on the 84 Tigers. You know these beeps. The guy that played on the 84 Tigers for like a coffee break, you know. And they had the most, you know, I see you, big country strong. The hell does that mean? I don't want to have to listen to a game and have a decoder ring to go, all right, what does that mean now? Country Strong means, let's see.
Decoder ring out of the Cracker Jack box.
Yeah, really, which they don't have prizes anymore, from my understanding, because you may choke on them. But you won't choke on an old piece of peanut, you know. Dumb. Yep, so there you go. All right, so there's our bring down moment of the day. And so what we can also do is, since now that we know that Cabrera's gone, and if you're any other team whatsoever, you pitch at this guy. You don't cry about, you know, Cabrera crying about, well, there's nobody behind me, you know. I mean, do you put Cabrera now seventh?
They have been pitching to this guy.
Oh, hell yes,
I mean, I brought this up a week or two ago. I mean, they're throwing fastballs down the middle.
Oh, they, yeah.
I mean, they are, and he's not hitting them.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, and then they get ahead in the count, and then they start sequencing their pitches. I mean, that's what's been going on.
You know, the crazy thing is, too, and we were talking about this off mic, he's going to be around for another 4 years after this season.
Yep.
4 years after this. Do you think that knee's going to get any better 4 years down the road?
Oh, hell no.
You know, what do you think your conditioning is going to be like if you got a screwed up knee?
What we're going to see is, I mean, there are going to be periods increasingly more and more where he's going to have to take a few days or a week off.
Oh, yeah.
Just because the knee kicks up.
Oh, I'm surprised. Oh, yeah, especially on cold days.
Oh, yeah.
If you got a knee injury or a foot injury whatsoever, you know the weather does mess with you. As much as people laugh about that kind of stuff, it does. You know, and if you've had as much strain as this guy's had on both of his knees. But see, you know, we had squares already made up. And my square was he didn't make it to June before he's out for the season. You know? And so technically, you know, I win the 45 cents. You know? Because really, when did his knee hurt before this? But yeah. You knew damn well he wasn't going to make the season. You know, here's your badass month of May. Thanks a bunch. Now it's John Hicks time.
Well, just think about how bad the knee has to be. He can't play first base.
Yeah, which means you stand.
Yeah.
You know, you stand, you barely move. You're not shortstop gazelle time. Yeah, I mean, of all the places, they put the biggest kid on first base, you know, because it's the least thing that you could screw up. You know, throw the ball, catch the ball, here we go. You know? So if he's done, you know, but then again, your infield for your Detroit Tigers are done, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Your starting second baseman, your starting third baseman, your starting first baseman are all on the IL.
Well, and Harrison's back on again.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we're saying.
Harrison's gone for 6 to 8 weeks. He's having surgery on his hamstring.
Yeah.
When was that announced? Today?
Today.
Today, yeah.
Jeez, why don't we just have more good news, you know? Okay, so you don't have an infield. You certainly don't have an outfield, you know? So, okay. You know, your pitching staff is iffy. Your bullpen is nowhere land. And I don't mean, and we've said this so many times on this show, and you can't look to Toledo and go, great, you know, these guys are so close. And then, for a team that is so far away, for yesterday's Major League Draft, the Tigers go fifth, and they get an 18-year-old kid out of high school. He's still in high school, you know, but he's got a great swing, says his dad. Okay, his dad, who's a batting coach, who roamed around Tiger Town but never made it to the big leagues. Okay, so this kid's got some serious mental problems already because dad wants to live vicariously through him. You know, son, I didn't make it, but you're going to do it. You know? Okay. The guy looks like he's supposed to be 6'2", 180. If he's 180, because he's got 40 pounds of weed in his pocket. You know? He is the skinniest kid I've ever seen. Not to say he smokes weed or nothing, but I'm just saying. You know? He is like a rail. And they go, well, you know, he'll fatten up and he'll get more muscle mass and you got a kid who's 18. 18, who's never seen, and Mark said this many, many times with young guys, never seen a major league curveball.
Yeah.
Or a slurve, which was my favorite pitch of all time.
There's a big difference between high school pitching, college pitching, and then once you get to...
Double A.
Yeah, single...
Single A is about.
Single A is
about college.
Yeah, a little bit better than college, but there's a big difference every level that you
huge go difference.
That's not to say a guy coming out of high school can't make the fast track up to the big leagues. I mean, you've seen it, but
define the term fast track.
I mean, a couple of years.
That's not fast.
You've seen it, yeah. Like Bryce Harper, he was in the major leagues at 19. Okay. So, I mean, it does happen. But,
and how many Tigers got drafted at 18, 19? Yeah, really,
yeah.
One.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is the biggest long shot, biggest risk. This is cool if it was a comfort pick. You know, if you're going to the World Series, if you've been to the World Series in the last year and a half, you need somebody now. Now. Not yesterday. Not somebody you can wait 5 years to develop. You know, well, he'll only be 23 by that time, and he'd be getting out of college at 22. So, yeah, but you know what? He would see all kinds of pitching in college. Real curveballs. Not high school curveballs. Yeah. You know, but he's got the smoothest swing. Doesn't matter when you're whiffing. You know? Well, he's got power. You seen this kid? How does he have power? You know? The weird thing is, it took to number 7 to pick a pitcher this year.
Yeah.
So either the pitching people are kind of getting cool with don't sign the first guy you see as a pitcher, or there was no pitchers in this draft. You know?
Yeah. Well, they were talking, a lot of the pitchers had the violent.
Which is your thing.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
So I think they were hesitant. The risky. Yeah, they were hesitant on taking them because they got the violent arm motion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they took a third baseman, and they took the 18-year-old kid first, and then they took on a second, the guy that they got 43rd.
47th.
They said, well, yeah, good. He'd be a good high second-round day guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, not first round.
No, he was projected to go in the second first day.
He's got no tools.
But he was projected about 78, and they took him 47.
Right, yeah, which to me means that's an optimistic 78.
Yes.
And it's because he's not a complete player, you know, and I'm not sure what they think his upside is.
Well, here's the thing with Nick Quintana. He's a converted shortstop, doesn't have a lot of range defensively, but good reflexes and a strong arm. He's considered a plus player on defense. Biggest strength is power. His numbers were with the Wildcats pretty impressive, hitting 346 with a staggering 43% of his hits having gone for extra bases. That figures to a tally of an isolated slugging of 284. That's really good. Biggest problem he strikes out a lot.
Yeah.
He comes tied to a career 20% strikeout rate for his 3 years in Arizona. Now, not too bad if you're looking at major league numbers, but higher than you'd want to see from a guy who's an advanced college player. It's an issue that springs from his tendency to pull the ball. He's slow. His speed is slow. That's not really a big problem. It's the strikeouts that's the issue.
And see, that's the whole thing. What I pick a guy that's 43. I mean, okay, so he hits 346 in college. Okay, but he can't field. He can't run.
He can field.
Limited defensively.
Limited range, but the ground that he covers, he does very good. He's a plus player defensively. But the problem
Where
is...
Where do you see that?
That's what I read today.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, if you're relying on his power and he strikes out a lot, you can't hit the ball far if you don't hit it at all.
Yeah,
that was the knock on Joey Gallo for a number of years.
Or that guy from the White Sox that they signed, that was either he smacked it out the park.
Done.
Yeah, or he just whiffed like crazy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And what are we seeing here? And so, this guy's a shortstop?
Converted shortstop. He's a third baseman now.
Well, they just got a third baseman, too, didn't they?
Uh-huh, yeah.
With the second round?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, the guy passed this guy, so it'd be third round.
Well, he only had two picks last night.
No, but today, though.
I didn't hear.
Oh, okay. Because that was kind of like how many, yay for you that you go in for all these players that play besides on the mound, you know.
But with Quintana, I guess what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to get legendary Lloyd to start working with them.
See, that's what scares me. I mean, if all these kids got all this natural hitting talent, and get with legendary Lloyd, you know, the hitting coach for Detroit, who has turned everybody's game to
into,
soup.
Into Ray Oyler.
Don Wirt.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
He's turning them backwards.
Yeah. And how could, you know, Gardenhire not see this? You know, dear Gardenhire, oh, all we have to do, I mean, he's been lionized already. You know, if it wasn't for the, and I read that thing for Sunday, and I thought of you so quickly. If we didn't give up those two home runs, that would have gave us two outs that inning. We would have got out of it. We would have won the game. Yeah, if I didn't run over that, you know, that old lady, I wouldn't be in jail today. You know?
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
Get out of here, Mrs. Ford.
If my grandmother had a pecker, she'd be my grandfather.
I hate that term, pecker. Where did that ever come up from? I mean, does it actually look like a beak? You know, I mean, maybe like a toucan, I would assume. You know, if it's like colorful and stuff. But it's like, have you ever knocked something with your dick like this to like actually make something break? You know, that's why I never understood.
Woody Woodpecker?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, did you ever whip out the big crank and go like, hey, 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 there's my initials on the side of a road. Okay, very nice. You know, I never understood how that even evolved.
Whoa,
there it is. There's our gong for how that evolved. That's
the pecker just got gone.
The pecker just hit the gong, and there you go. There's the reason why. I thought that's amazing. Who looked at a bird and go, you know what, that looks like a dick on that bird's face? You know? I mean, what if you had a parakeet and the pecker's only about this big? You know? I mean, is that for our Asian friends? What is that?
Poor bird.
I know. You hate dick face. I mean, how many times have you heard a cockatoo called a dick face? You know? No, because it's got a pecker. You know? I mean, why would a woman want to put a pecker in their mouth? They wouldn't. You know? Well, that would hurt. You know? Or if you put a pecker in other places of their body, it was like, no, put that pecker away. You know? But if you have that big red rocket of love, come on in. You know? Any hole's your hole. She's a three-hole player. Or three-tool. There you go. Or five-hole. There you go.
Five-hole, yeah.
That was just on that side. Okay.
Here, I'm here.
Well, get out of here. All right. So, hey, Stanley Cups, too. Good deal.
No, Mrs. Ford's got a 10-hole.
Yeah, but it's got all these out-of-service signs on it. You know, established 1914.
It's a good year. Still put some 40 weight in it to lube them. But I'm ready for you, linebackers. Come on, boys. Oh, there I came again. Sorry. You know, these depends. They come in all colors now.
Big Ford thing on the back. Who got hurt in the Stanley Cup, kids?
Mr. Chara.
There you go.
Wow, what happened to him?
Yes, he says. Did he get hit with a pecker?
You would have probably been better off getting
skating up the ice. There he goes, down the left side. A pecker's out. Oh, he hits Chara in the face.
If the pecker would have hit him, he wouldn't have got a broken jaw, probably.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Ever seen this guy?
Well,
oh, hey, wait a minute.
Well, if he got,
there you go,
got hit with Verlander's pecker,
it would have been wrapped around him.
He wouldn't have had a jaw.
It would be look like he got hit with a like a thing of used toothpaste.
Say, look at your jaw. It's all crinkly. What happened to you?
All of a sudden, his big fat wife would show up. Oh, no. Look who's coaching where the Pistons. The big fat crinkly wife.
Wow.
Yeah, talk about a guy that makes all kinds of millions, and all of a sudden she's eating pizzas two at a time. Modeling career? Not after I roped you, buddy boy. You know, ever think about it? Ever since I got married, she has not been anywhere near a modeling thing. Way to go, Verlander.
Not
loser.
Not anywhere near modeling, not even in front of a camera.
Well, they don't have a lens that wide. You know?
Oh, let's see. Nope, that's not why.
Yeah, stand further back. Stand way further back.
Okay. We got to do the far view.
Yeah. Here's an idea. You go down to Toledo and then, like, stand on top of your TV or on top of your car and see it because, really, she just went, I'm married to you now, sucker.
Yep.
Way to go. Job well done. I will give you a whip, even though we don't like whips. There you go. But I will give you a woo.
Woohoo!
There you go. You're rich. I mean, really, can you imagine? What a fat bag, you know? I mean, keep eating them hams. I mean, now she, have you seen her lately? She's got, like, big piano legs. It's like, what the hell is that thing?
Maybe she needs to go to the... Didn't she do the army training thing or something?
Yeah, well, she tried to do that thing where you have to, like, climb over the wall and then go over. But when she grabbed the rope, the wall fell back down. And she goes, ooh, that looks like chocolate. Yum, yum. And started eating it with a pecker. Anyways, wow. Look at Chara is out for how long now?
Well, he...
Is he going to finish the season? I mean, finish the...
Well, put it this way. He got hurt early in the second period, and he was back on the bench in the third period, but he didn't... Never made it onto the ice, so we'll see.
If you got a... Seriously, a broken jaw, you get wired up. How does the league let him play? You know? Full face mask?
He had a full... face shield, clear face mask on.
But that's got to hurt like hell.
Yeah, I mean, how many drugs can... You'd have to be on so many drugs to numb that pain, which slows your ass down, and he's not the fastest skater ever.
No, he's not fast at all.
And I can't see him hitting anybody.
Oh, I can see a lot of wrist shots to the cage, man.
I can see a lot of St. Louis guys hitting him.
Leaving their feet, yeah. Well, now that they got... You can see the guy that got suspended, too, from St. Louis. You know, when he was gone, the soul of that team kind of went bye-bye. I mean, they got smacked. Was it 7-2 that game?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't even, like, close to being in it.
Yep, but they came back last night and won 4-2, so the series is tied 2-2 now.
Man, talk about best of three. Did you see the St. Louis fans going crazy? Yay! That's what we like to see. Small town market, doing well for the first time since 1970?
Yeah, when they lost 4-0 to Boston.
Yeah, which is kind of weird, frankly. Who was the goaltender for St. Louis at that time? Tick, tick, tick.
Glenn Hall?
There you go. The legendary Glenn Hall was 99 at the time. You know, him and Gump Worsley should have been playing.
So what do you think happens going forward? I mean, St. Louis had the forecheck going last night.
St. Louis looked really good last night.
Yeah.
Oh, they're pumped now. I mean, if you got some guy that's 6'9" with a reach like 10 feet out of the game, all right.
And if he plays, every time he touches that puck, I'd be beating his ass.
Yeah.
Every time he touched the puck, I'd be hitting him and hitting him and hitting him and hitting him. You hear me, Chara? You'd be getting hit every. If I was on the ice, every time he touched that puck, I'd be beating your ass. Thank you very much. That's my editorial opinion for the day.
I would be doing wrist shots to the cage. Oops, oh well. Oops, oh well.
And every time I come down your side, I'd be shooting the puck, and you'd just be getting out of the way because you don't want to get hit again.
Yeah, I mean, really, I would do my best to figure out how I could leave the ice. My skates could leave my ice when I, you know, jam my shoulder up through your chin. You know,
oh he's got to be just like, you know. In shock and whatever. He's probably don't even want to be anywhere near that puck anymore.
Is it 1-1-1 now?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So they play in St. Louis. That means they got to go to Boston, which means they got a travel day, right? Yeah,
they play Thursday night.
All right. So he got hurt on Tuesday. No, he got hurt on Monday, right?
Monday. Huh?
So he's got to be in crazy-ass pain by Wednesday. I mean, that thing's got to be swole up, all kinds of bad things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was probably numbed up last night, so he probably didn't feel anything last night. But today?
Oh, he's going to know
about
it. He's
got to be feeling it today.
Oh, yeah.
But how many fractures? Is it a real fracture or a break or what?
Well, they just said broken. I didn't actually read the whole article.
It's still a broken jaw.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you do with your jaw.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is when you have a broken jaw, you can't eat. Yeah. Everything is liquid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. So
no filet mignon for you.
Yeah, but you depending where you got hit, if you got hit where, you know, it kind of
right here.
Got hit in the chin?
Yeah, right in this area because he was bleeding.
Ooh, so how bad is his teeth over there too?
Well, they did as they said on NBCSN, there were no chicklets on the ice.
That they could see.
That they could see.
Because the thing was hanging down like a pork chop.
Yeah,
because
he was bleeding from like the...
How did he get side, hit?
Took the shot and the puck deflected off his own stick and hit him.
Oh, so they can't. So the Boston fans can't go, oh, we're going to get that St. Louis
guy. Oh, no. Char, you shouldn't...
You shouldn't
rule
have
number one,
stick.
You shouldn't have stuck your stick out.
Yeah, put your pecker there.
Well, yeah, get your pecker out of the way.
Get your pecker off the ice.
That's right.
It's something for you kids to learn. I mean, it's a Mickey Redmond thing. Keep your pecker on the ice, you know, good things happen.
Don Cherry would be talking about that in Coach's Corner. You don't put your stick out there, and he wouldn't have got hit.
Yeah, really, of all things.
I mean, I don't.
It's a fluke.
I don't like it. The idea of you getting hurt.
Much.
But
if he had to get hurt, you would be the guy.
You don't
we want.
Stick your stick out because the first thing the puck does is hit the stick and go up. You know
that's from Coach's Corner.
This is Mark's Corner.
There you go.
So, but that's what I'm saying. If you didn't stick your stick out, the puck wouldn't have gone off the stick and would have hit you in the face.
Yeah, considering you probably have the longest stick on the ice.
Yeah, you got an 18-foot stick. You
wow.
could probably reach the fucking. Oh, excuse me. No, but I'm just saying you could probably reach the bench from there. From where you're at.
Crinkley's girlfriend's leaving him now.
Uh-oh.
19-foot chick. I'm going. Up there goes this forward. Come back. He's white. Yeah, I don't care. I heard that.
Hey, Trevor, I got a 10-hole.
You pick, big boy.
You like somebody with a 10-hole?
You want to put the biscuit in the basket? Come here, big boy. God.
I'll make an exception for a hockey player.
Yeah, really. I know you're white, but you sound black, so whatever. Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Well, we got the NBA finals going, too.
Not including Stan, though.
That's true. Yeah. Stan is nowhere to be seen. Thank God. Is he still doing his stuff for the NBA Network? Or did they finally figure out how much of a fraud he really is?
That's if he got there on time.
God. Yeah. You know, really, anybody that's going to play the life story of Danny DeVito, it's going to be him. You know? I mean, he's just useless, just like that Franks guy was, you know, as an NBA coach.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about, didn't know, he had to wake up every day knowing he was a fraud. And for some good reason, they built a really, really good team, so all they had to do was plug him in. He was like another Charlie Lou, you know? Just plug him in. Here we go. Talking about fraud, man. Look at L.A. Look at the Lakers. Good Lord. People, now LeBron train has finally come back down to earth. Who wants to play with him or play with him on the team? You know,
Nobody.
Yeah. And that whole front office is a mess. You know, I mean, really. Plus, you got, you know, a ball kid on the team. Whew. Wow, and you're not going to pick all that high this year? I mean, you're going to pick pretty decently, you know. But my God, what a team. Showtime, this thing was supposed to bring back Showtime. It was supposed to bring back everything, you know. And now, if you're L.A., you're just like Cabrera. We know how to play you, you know.
L.A.'s fallen completely apart.
It's amazing. Does L.A. have any kind of team whatsoever in any sport anywhere?
Dodgers,
well done. Yeah.
Yeah, the Kings, horrible.
Yep.
Yeah, because really, I mean, I think between the two behemoths, New York and L.A., New York's got more teams that are relatively, I mean, the Yankees, good Lord. And I know, this, Kenny, that you put that up there, right?
Well, you know, the Rams beat the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting they have a football team.
Two.
Yeah, right, too. Yeah. Whatever happened to that new stadium that they were supposed to build that was so futuristic looking that they didn't have to play at the Rose Bowl anymore?
They're still being built. What
is it actually being built?
2020? 21? Supposed to be built?
Why does it take 3 years? How fast did Little Ripoff Arena get? I mean, that thing went up in like a year once they got everything, you know, pulled away. God, are the Illiches getting their ass kicked now? People finally figured out the frauds as they are in Detroit? Shoo! I mean, I don't, you know, guys, sell the hockey team, sell the baseball team, get out of Detroit, concentrate on your icky pizzas, you know.
The Supremes!
Caesar's Supremes!
There you go. Mmm, tasty. Give me that big slice. The one that fell in the dumpster, and you just, like, we cooked it for 20 seconds. Mmm, tasty. Is that a deep dish?
It's deep.
I am. Oh,
it's
get
deep,
out of here.
It's deep.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you.
Deep, deep.
Talking about the 10-hole, I got you, big boy.
Get over here, Mr. Charles.
I'm getting all warmed up now.
Bring that big stick over here.
I'll give you that pizza. Ooh.
The big pecker.
Ooh. Yep. Keep talking about that, boys.
All right, talking about peckers and stuff, look at the Yankees running away. But are they?
It's not exactly running away, Tim.
Yeah, they are. Look at Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather not look at Baltimore.
Jesus, God almighty. All right, did the Tigers now do the same thing that Mark always says so well, that the Detroit teams always play to the level of who they're playing? You know, they played Baltimore, Miami, Mets, somebody else in that crap organization.
Miami.
You know.
Right down to Miami. Miami kicked their ass.
Yeah. Badly. You know, but the funny thing is, and you always want to salute, thank you, Kansas City, for being in the Central, so we're not dead last.
Yet.
Yeah, but I mean, we're pulling away, but last week I think we were only a game and a half up. Yeah. Now we got some little bit of vision between the two here.
For now.
Only because...
For now.
Yeah, but don't...
That's about five games, man.
That spread only came because the Tigers got that minus -3 game winning streak.
Yeah.
Holy God, next to Baltimore, look at is that supposed to be the win-loss percentage on the side?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the far right. The far right, I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, the PYTHWL percentages. We don't know, and we'll move on from there. But you notice that Seattle gave up one of their big money guys, you know, and he's now on Philadelphia, you know, but he's another done too. But he's $20 million a year. Uh-huh. But Penn, or Philadelphia.
Whoa.
What? Everybody was talking. Philadelphia only has got to pay 2.5 out of that contract, you know, so how desperate was. Seattle, as much as Kenny brought this up all the time, in the beginning of the season, they couldn't buy a team to lose against, you know. They were winning everything. They were kicking balls out of the, as I say that, they were hitting home runs out like no tomorrow, and then they put it in reverse hard, man.
Well, frankly, they got the worst record since May 15th. They have 3 wins since then. Just horrible.
Do you realize, though, if they were in the Central, they would be in third place?
Yes.
You know? I mean, here they're buried at 17. Who's the most buried? Kansas City? Kansas City is buried, you know, at 21.5 games out as we speak tonight, you know? And Detroit, you know, it's kind of fun. They had that whole thing where they sold tickets for $9, you know? No tax, no nothing. Honest, folks, you know, even though your beer is now $45, you know, your parking is $100.
And your Caesar Supreme is $50.
What? Oh, I wasn't even prepared. There you go. So good and so good for you.
Yep. You know? That's the only reason why they offer that $9 ticket, just to get you in so that you can buy all that crap when you're in there.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, they were all excited. We sold 20,000 tickets in 2 days. Okay. So if you sell all those 20,000 tickets, that means you're like 2/3 full for one game.
Yeah.
Whee! I wouldn't be excited, kids. If you sold 200,000 tickets, that's something. But to sell, you know, and it was just like a little, wow, doesn't it sound cool? I mean, $9, we can get the family of four in there for, you know, $36 and whatever. Don't eat, don't drink, don't do a thing.
Four tickets cost you just as much to park the freaking car.
Costs less than to park the car.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because really, it's $36 to get in. It's $40 to park. Yeah,
Daddy, so, I gotta go to the bathroom. Can I have $5?
Yeah, so I can
so I can get into the bathroom.
Crawl underneath the John. Yeah. Crawl underneath the door, kid.
I need to buy tokens to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, nope. Here's a bag.
Here's a pizza.
Load it up.
Just piss on the Supreme.
Supreme. Yum. Wow, there you go with that Asian pineapple flavor. Yum, yum, yum. Yeah, which says Mr. I now in Kurt's home. That's impressive, son. There you go. It's still $100 night, no matter what you do, you know. And, I mean, if you don't think that they're not jacking the prices, I'd be very, very impressed if they didn't. But still, you only sold 20,000 seats. That's nothing in a place. Comerica holds like 40?
45, I think.
45.
Yeah, big deal. You're half full one time, and you're like, oh, look at us. What a marketing genius move that was. Huh. But then again, you can go, okay, if you can survive on $9, why aren't they always $9? You know, yeah, and I can people in. People aren't that stupid, and especially Tiger fan. I would say it'd be Tiger fans, Wings fans. Then it gets weird.
Piston fans, if there were any.
Only if they're winning, for sure. Yeah. If they're winning, they got to. And it's not like they're winning through the season. They got to be in the playoffs, second round, before a Piston fan shows up. You know.
Yeah, but at the bottom, at the absolute rock bottom, is the Lions fans. You're talking about the seventh layer down.
They're in a different thing because they sell out anyways.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, they're immune to it. So they're like in a different stratosphere, you know. But the Tiger fan will figure it out and they go, "You're a crap team. I'm not paying."
Yeah.
You know, $80. You can go to a badass bar, you know. And then again, we bring up what Mark always says: if it stinks, you get up, you get in your car, peace out. You know, you don't. I mean, there is some kind of pageantry to go to a major league game. You know, it is fun. There's something about it. It's unusual. But if you're going to see a team, you know, that's 22 and 34 and going in reverse, why pay the $100? Man, you're working hard.
And if you go there once, you walk out saying, "Ain't doing that again."
Yeah, true. Yeah, we won't do that for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, we went to the hockey game a year ago. No need to go back to another one. You know, I mean, especially when little rip-off arena, the seats weren't all that fabulous, you know, especially where we're sitting. And it was supposed to be, every seat's a great seat, you know. Now they're seeing all that stuff that Illich promised for around there. Evidently, they didn't get it in writing. So he had all these really cool paintings and pictures of what it's going to be and how many jobs are going to come down here and stuff. That's all you're getting. And legally, they're not responsible to do anything. It's like, brilliant move, Illich. Way to go. You know?
And just like the way they designed the inside of the arena, some of the seats, you can't even see the scoreboard.
Yeah,
inside,
true.
Inside, it's like, I'm paying $100 and some for this ticket, and I can't see the scoreboard.
To look at my phone to see what it is.
Right.
You know? But again, this is how much the Illich family doesn't care about the fan. Look at what is that, left field? Some of the seats are obscured by the scoreboard, you know, in the first time around. And it was like, what brilliance was this? You know, I mean, they have computer modeling and stuff. You were building it. As you were building it, you go, you know what, should we stop here? Because who can see past the scoreboard? Nobody. You know, nah, keep it going. You know, we need that money. We'll jam them in. We'll do the standing room only thing. Okay, good luck to you guys. I mean, really, more and more and more, and it's just not on the sports side. It's on the humanistic side. Chris Illich is getting his ass whooped. You know, I think he's a Jared. I think he's super over his head. You know, and he doesn't know how to handle it. And they don't care. You know, really, what you do? You made Foxtown. You made Foxtown, which is what? Fox Theater, Hockey Town Cafe.
Right.
And that's the only two things they really did. Everything else has been a huge taxpayer, you know.
Everything else was paid by?
You. Yeah, us. Yeah.
And then you have to pay more money to go into those things.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I mean, the only person who's ever done it real well, and we said it 100 times, is the Detroit Institute of Arts. You know, look, if you guys go for the millage, then when you come in, all you do is show your ID that you live in the Tri-County area, and you get a big old discount. I mean, it was almost free for about a month or two or something like that. You know, so it was brilliant. It was like, okay, there's a give and take there. We're getting some value, so you can keep going on. That's great. But to do, you know, how many – I would love to see what the how many seats are selling now. I mean, actual selling. Talking about selling, Kenny, where are we going now?
But just looking at the standings here, Major League Baseball. Look at the AL Central.
Why?
Well, we got Minnesota's 11.5 up on two teams.
That's insane. Here comes
Cleveland and Chicago.
Here comes Chicago, man. Here comes the run.
And there goes Cleveland. What a disaster!
Right, going in reverse.
They went through the offseason and they shed a number of players
and picked up nothing.
Picked up nothing, and look, they're below 500.
And who's their owner? Dolan. And who? What else does he also own? The Knicks. How are those franchises going, kids?
Not well.
Dolan is an awful owner, in our opinion. You know, I mean, that's like okay, so goodbye to that. But Kansas City, God bless.
Yeah.
I don't know why you haven't. You're the only team that has not even had 20. Oh no, I take that back. Baltimore. It doesn't have 20 wins yet.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you. But talking about yeah, you, take a look at Washington. And you're what? 6-5 out with those crazy-ass arms that you have?
You're 7 games below 500.
You know, look at the Mets. The Mets are even rocking it.
Huh.
You know? I mean, 4-5, even though it sounds like a whole big bunch. Think if, you know, you were with, look at Seattle at 17 out. And then in the West, you know, Texas is busting butt, but you cut your 9 games out. You know, I'm glad that the new manager for L.A. is doing so well at 11-5 out and second to bottom.
The new manager for the Angels? What was his name again?
Brad S. Holmes.
Yeah! Hey, how's that working out, guys?
Yeah, but he's got 29 wins. Detroit's only got 22, so he's the better one of the two.
I guess.
However, who's played more games? They're 29-31. Detroit's 22-34. So, geez, oh, Pete. You know, they play many, many, many more games. The cool thing is that they're battling Houston. You're right.
Huh?
The biggest gamble of all time was going to Philadelphia, you know, with Gabe.
Yeah.
What the hell? You know, this guy was such a nutball, he didn't even know how to fill out a card. I mean, and all of a sudden...
He didn't even know how to change a pitcher.
That's what he's saying.
Boy... Oh, wait, there's nobody out there.
Yeah. I'll leave. Okay.
Maybe I better pitch.
Yeah, no kidding.
But look at the National League Central. Cincinnati's in last place. They're 6.5 out.
Yeah, talk about competitive. I mean, even Pittsburgh's starting to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You see St. Louis is still in it, but Chicago loves being in this position at second with one game out. I mean, that is the most competitive division in baseball. I mean, what's the worst division in baseball? The NL West? Not really. I guess maybe the AL East?
AL Central.
I mean, here's your winner, here's everybody else. I mean, when you're second round, yeah, I guess you're right, because in the Central, the second place team is 11-5 out. There is no other second place team that's that far gone.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, AL West and NL West, they're both like 9. Colorado, what are you doing? And San Diego, boy, aren't you glad you paid all that money to be 10-5 out?
Yeah.
Whee! Just goes to show you, man. You know? I mean, here, I don't know if Bryce is kicking ass or anything over in Philadelphia.
No.
You know?
He's okay, but nothing special.
Yeah. But what is special is that we got a whole minute. Kenny, what did we not talk about?
We didn't talk about the Detroit Lions, did we?
Loser.
Oh, boy. Kelvin Johnson wants to be,
well,
you know, they want Kelvin Johnson to be part of the great Lions tradition again. And be
of
part
what?
Of the family.
Like they trying to get Barry back?
And he says, you know, here's the quote. They already know what they got to do. The only way they're going to get me back is they put that money back in my pocket. Nah, you don't do that. I don't care what they say. They can put it back, and they can have me back. That's the bottom line. And what it comes down to is when he retired,
go for the green.
They had him repay part of his signing bonus. And they normally, in the NFL, you know,
you just
they don't do
by that.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, and but they were sticklers. They wanted, and it's about $1 million. And, you know, when you sign a contract, you know, you get the signing bonus, that's usually
that's
primarily
yours.
To take care of the agent who negotiated the contract
right, yeah.
and to pay taxes.
Right.
The owner, I mean, the player doesn't always see a whole lot of that.
And you're a major league franchise, you know, and NFL. You got money. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he had to pay back, like, what, $200,000 or something? It's something winky.
And if you and if he didn't retire and you cut him for salary cap, you wouldn't have got any of that back.
Yeah, right. And so, really, how, what did you do with the $200,000? I don't even think it was that much, frankly. It was almost like a principal thing of the issue.
Uh-huh.
Means nothing. But yeah. What does mean something is Mark Milicek, our sport director here. What did we not talk about in one whole minute?
I don't know. What didn't we talk about? Well, we did. We never did talk about the NBA. We brought it up for a second. And
yeah, go for it.
Ah, well, we got the Raptors and Warriors. They're tied one game apiece. But the Warriors got a lot of injuries.
Yeah. Kevin Durant's out. And Thompson might be out.
Yep. Yeah, he hurt his... I think.
Yeah, but where's Clay?
Yeah, Clay might be out, so I don't know. It could be an interesting series now because of just the injuries alone. So, but we shall see.
Yep, and we shall see you next week. But you can pick us up on Podbean, Podbean. Click on CKW and go all the way down to the Detroit Sports Authorities, and you can take us with you everywhere you go this summer. Enjoy it with your friends. Enjoy it with ants. Enjoy it with a tick. Whatever you want to enjoy it with.
Enjoy it with your pecker.
That's right.
I heard that.
Well, get out of here. Oops, there you go.
Now you got her involved again.
So for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, John Sever, we'll see you next week on the Detroit Sports Authorities. Bye now.
Bye.